Welcome back, listener. That was Anik Nook Akama. What? Akanamali?
Yes, Akanamali. Yo, I'm tongue twisted. First time.
Yo, I was tongue twisted yesterday and today. But I nearly got it right. Yo, but I must say, I was very impressed with Anik Nook's performance on SS Got Talent. Yo, and can you hear how deep the voice goes? It's like, brr, brr, brr. I can't even go.
Can you sing? Can you sing?
I can just go,
Hey. I love this particular song that just played now.
Yo, that song got me vibing here. But right up now, Alawaya and Kanye will be having an interview with Anik Nook. Over to you guys.
They shot to fame after winning SS Got Talent 2017. They've been interviewed on RX Radio before on the RX Radio Top 20. They're with us today to catch up on what they've been up to and give us a little teaser of what to expect at the music festival. Welcome back to RX Radio. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us back.
It's good to be back.
Okay, since being on RX Radio last, you've been uploading a cappella mashups of songs by favorite musicians. Which one of that has been your favorite to put together?
So one of my personal favorites, it's not actually one of our couch videos, so it was a mashup that we did with another artist, Jimmy Nevis, and he joined us at one of our gigs and we sang one of his songs. We were like, he's backing track, if I can put it that way. So that was a lot of fun.
What have been some of the highlights in your career since you last spoke on air with RX Radio?
We've been doing a lot of preparation for a new EP, a new album that we're recording. So we've recorded parts of three new tracks. And also exciting news is that Amy's been involved in a theatre production and Dan's been travelling around the world playing in orchestras. So we're all doing lots of exciting things.
Why did you decide to perform at RX Radio's Youth Music Festival?
Oh my word, we really, really, really love what you guys are doing at RX Radio. I mean, it's such a family vibe. We look around here in the studio and outside, and also it's crazy. So like my dad's a doctor and he lives in Durban and everybody knows about RX Radio up there. It's so weird. Like, I was like, oh wow, okay, cool. So we thought, what a privilege. Thank you so much for having me.
What goes into preparing for a live performance?
Quite a lot. We have to get together to practice, obviously, and that's quite tricky because we all have day jobs. And Monet, for instance, who's not here with us today because he is, in fact, a doctor, has calls at all times of the night. And so it's a little difficult, but we get together and we make some tea and we sing through all of our songs. And yeah, we just get together as like a little family and sing a lot. A lot of practice.
What's your favorite part about performing live?
My favorite part about performing live is feeding off everyone's energy in the audience.
Yeah.
So vibing with them and just seeing the excitement on their faces makes us want to perform better and want to do so much more. Yeah.
Who are musicians that you look up to?
Oh, man. Wow, we have so many. Like, because we're a cappella singers, we love some of the American bands like Naturally 7 and Pentatonix and all those people. But we've all got, like, people from, like, you know, musical theater to, like, I like hip-hop people, rock and roll. We're all over the place, and I think that's what makes us so eclectic.
Big words.
If you have to tell someone why you should come to RX Radio Youth Music Festival, what would you say?
Look, there's an awesome lineup. We got Majorzy coming. He's a favorite of mine. Obviously, if you're keen on a cappella, then you should come see Anik Nook. There's actually a lot of great artists coming, and I think it's going to be so much fun. There's going to be such an awesome atmosphere, electric atmosphere, and I think everyone should buy tickets and come.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Oh, man, no. I like the orange of RX Radio. It's my favorite.
Thank you so much for the interview. I heard you guys many times, and you guys are doing a great job. So,
Thank you so much, guys.
Anik Nook will now give us a preview of what to expect at the RX Radio Youth Music Festival.
We, the reporters of RX Radio, have come up with the idea of organizing a fundraising event for RX Radio in the form of a youth music festival, which will be taking place on Saturday, 28 September 2019. We have formed an organizing committee to sort out all the planning and things are falling into place.
The event will be hosted at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital field between the hospital and Sportsman's Warehouse, and is fully supported by the Red Cross Children's Hospital management. On the day, we'll have lots of fun, so bring your family and friends and enjoy the amazing atmosphere, delicious food, and all the cool acts that will be performing. Follow RX Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RX Radio SA.
So in SA's Got Talent, we sang a medley, a mashup of a couple of different South African numbers, some more modern, some more classic, and we're gonna sing that for you now. It was from the finale. It's what got us the title in 2017, so we hope you enjoy.
Children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.